Good morning to everyone. Recently, I was called to jury duty, and I showed up at the scheduled time with dozens of other citizens who had been summoned. We all met in the jury assembly room and waited. Eventually, several in the group were chosen to serve on a jury and proceeded to the courtroom. However, those of us who were not chosen still had to sit and wait. As I sat there, I became impatient. I asked myself, why don't they let us go? The longer I sat there, the more impatient I became. Now eventually, thankfully, after 3 hours of sitting, we were all released. But before we were released, while sitting there, I began to think about Christianity and patience. Friends, there are many places in the New Testament, in the Gospels, and in the letters of Paul, where patience is praised. We as Christians are to have patience. Patience is a Christian virtue, but I was not being very patient. Later on that evening, I read several scriptures that had to do with patience. Now, one passage that really intrigued me was Romans 15:5, where Paul said this, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus." Paul referred to God as the God of patience. After reading this, I thought, boy, am I glad that God is patient with me. Then I wondered, how many times has the God of patience been graciously and lovingly patient with me? I couldn't begin to count the times. I'm sure there have been countless times that God could have lost his patience with me, but he didn't. How about you? Now, one last thing. You know, it's easy to preach patience when everything is going well. It's easy to say that patience is a Christian virtue and we must all have patience. But brethren, it's another thing to truly exhibit patience when things are not going the way we would like. Brethren, praise God that we serve a merciful God of patience. Let us pray. God of patience, help us to also be patient with ourselves and with other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.